Let's talk some motoring for the final time in 2020 with our man on the road, David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
That's the way. Looking back on 2020, was there a little bit of overhype regarding autonomous cars? We discussed it once or twice ourselves.
By now, or by this new year just coming, that it would be a case, if you had believed all the projections, that an awful lot of us would be driving autonomous, or would be taken around in autonomous cars, not to be the case. Not easily, go anywhere, anytime is not about to happen tomorrow with an autonomous car, maybe in certain situations. So I think that they are being much more measured. An example would be Hyundai, who didn't overhype anyway, but who now, you know, are publicising things like their Strategy 2025, which shows an involvement in transport, not just some clever technology.
Yeah, okay. Also looking back at 2020, electric vehicles. This was something else you and I discussed a fair bit.
Yeah, and I just don't think governments are even trying to get it in many ways. And I'm not talking left or right politics. I'm talking people who are conservatives and who are not and that, who just the constant message is a lack of policy direction. It's all very well to sort of say, you know, things are going on and yes, we'll all support it. But actual policy direction in electric vehicles, I think, is very lacking in this regard. Where governments have to show where they can be constructive, and you know, and I think that's more than just a bit of hype. I think that's really getting down to the nitty gritty of accepting that it's going to be a major part. You know, I didn't say it's going to be for everyone, everywhere, every time.
Yeah.
But certainly for electric vehicles, it's going to be a major part of it. So from that policy point of view, tell you who's doing some pretty good stuff, and that's the ACT government.
Right.
Now, they're trialling some things with the Nissan Leaf, where they're actually, you know, bought some and using this bi-directional charging. So they're testing out whether the Leaf could give back electricity into the grid. You know, we've talked about how it can run your house, it can run your caravan if you're on holidays or out camping or that. It's a very big battery in that regard. Run your house for maybe 5 days if you needed to, a fairly average house. So the point being is it's some interesting stuff that we need to get experience in, not just say yes or no. And so I think the ACT government, they're also doing things like looking very strongly, I interviewed a mate of mine the other day who's a transport planner, at electric buses.
Yeah, right.
That they're really saying, well, hang on, you know, what's the situation and what can we do and how can we get to it? You know, and so it may work particularly in the shorter inner city, in the ACT types of trips, not for their longer trips, but you know, there's no substitute for actually learn by your mistakes. When was the last time you saw a government admit that it made a mistake? We just don't see that now, let alone some of the projects they're building.
Now, David, just before I let you go today, COVID-19 has had a lot of effect on tourism, but it might have actually had a positive effect on our local touring around Australia.
Yeah, given that you're not spending all this money, a generalisation, but there's a much less opportunity, almost no opportunity to spend it overseas, but that local travelling may well be, touring may well be, the trend of the future, to the point that new cars and used vehicles as well. I spoke to Gumtree just recently, that they use vehicles in recreational or adventure vehicles, four-wheel drives and so on, is really doing quite well. And given that that available money may well be used for both that trip and maybe even a reflection in buying vehicles that suits those sorts of trips, is an example of how we're moving to the local rather than to the international. to travel.
Well, it's fair to say in so many ways 2020 has been fascinating. I'm sure 2021 will be just as interesting on the roads, and we'll find out more as the year progresses with David Brown. Mate, you have a great new year. Thank you very much for joining us as always.
My pleasure.